Cola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you would like to weigh in, if you'd like to share your thoughts or opinions about what's going on in the news, then give us a call. Text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Getting started here with some of the top stories going on in the news today. First of all, the big one that everybody's talking about, Federal Reserve has gone ahead and raised interest rates for the third time in a row, 0.75%, three quarters of a percentage point, so 0.75%. This is the third time in a row they've done it in order to try to stave off inflation, and they've went ahead and said, too, oh, by the way, don't get comfortable. This is not going to be the last rate hike. They are estimating... Well, basically, just said more to come. Now, the next rate hikes might not be as high, might not be as three quarters of a point, might only be a couple more, three more, who knows? But they said it's going to be painful, but they got to do it. They have to do what they feel necessary in order to tackle inflation. And so that's where we're at now with this whole ordeal. And it's going to, so, one side, the thing that's strange is that they've been doing this and you've seen some demand dropping as far as purchases goes, but what you're not seeing is prices come down. That's the strange thing. The other top story, New York Attorney General Letitia James said that, Trump did commit crimes. She's asking federal prosecutors and the IRS to investigate. This pertains to the Trump Organization. So she has, she is suing Donald Trump and his three eldest children for business fraud. And Trump's attorney replied saying, "We look forward to defending against the New York fraud claims." And this is one of these things too. I've mentioned this before. This is one of these situations where there's two things going on here. There is the legal court of, dealing with business fraud and tax fraud and things like that. But there is another court, and the other court is the court of public opinion. And so even if there is not a basis to prove that Trump and his kids were involved with the Trump Organization and committed tax fraud and other business fraud, she could still win the case as far as the court of public opinion, which could go a long way in determining whether he will run for president in 2024, which is what a lot of this is about, trying to keep him from being able to run again. I even talked to people who are never Trumpers who've just told me outright, they just want him to get indicted so that he won't run again. I go, so even if he's not guilty? And they go, yes, even if he's not guilty, he can overcome. If he gets indicted, maybe that'll keep him from running. And then, then if he's innocent, then fine, he'll be innocent. But I'd just whatever to do to keep him from running again. I'm like, wow, okay. In reaction to the Federal Reserve rate going up another three quarter point, the Dow closed 500 points lower. Yeah, Wall Street not really liking this. They never really do. And every time this comes out, they don't like it. Yesterday, we had Republican attorney generals, including ours here in Florida. They have written a letter calling for credit card companies to drop their plans for gun store codes, to drop their plans to track gun purchases. In fact, Kentucky, Indiana, Florida, the attorney general's letter basically says they're not even sure they legally can do that, first of all. So instead of us going through this legalese pertaining to it, why don't you just drop your idea of tracking gun purchases in the first place. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now. We're really not seeing anything out of the ordinary to slow us down. I-10, I-110 not showing delays. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach Highway all looking good, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, see an accident, something out of the ordinary, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There's an update on the Ukraine-Russia situation. Vladimir Putin calling up more troops to fight in Ukraine. And he kind of teased a little bit that he'd be, that, you know, push comes to shove, he's willing to use nuclear weapons. NATO and the UN are both coming out with that and saying, okay, the fact that he's even talking about this shows that they're losing the war. And so they're already starting to get desperate by trying to pull up the threat of nuclear weapons. Yeah. Mm. There's... Hurricane Fiona. We've been tracking Hurricane Fiona. Hurricane Fiona became a major hurricane, Category 3. Now it is up to a Category 4 hurricane. And its storm track is now showing to basically be the same. Just west of Bermuda is where the eye of the storm will go. And so it's past the Bahamas now. It's headed north as a Category 4 right towards Bermuda. That's pretty vicious. There's the tropical storm Gaston, which is still just going to stay out there in the middle of nowhere in the northern Atlantic. Not really going to affect anything. There's a couple of disturbances over by Africa, but not much looks like it's going to happen with those just yet. The one we're keeping our eye on is the one that's in south of the Caribbean, just north of South America. It's got a 90% chance of formation over the next 5 days, 70% chance over the next 48 hours. So pretty much this is going to be another tropical system, another cyclone. The thing is the storm track on this one is still up in the air. This is one that it looks like it could enter the Gulf of Mexico. Okay, if it enters the Gulf of Mexico, then what? Don't know yet. that's the thing. That's what's going on with this one is most of the storm tracks on this one show that it does look like it will probably go into the Gulf of Mexico. And so where it will go from there, we'll just have to keep our eye on. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update as far as top trending news with David Wayne over in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to go check out Florida State football. That's right. If you want a chance to see Florida State Seminoles play, then every week of a home game, just listen to Pensacola right now on Thursday nights, Pensacola Morning News on Friday mornings for a chance to win a pair of tickets. When you hear the FSU war chant, just text in your name for a chance to win. They're going to be playing the Boston College Eagles this week. So we'll be giving those away on tomorrow's show. Join the Pensacola the Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival. It's going to be Friday, September 23rd through the 25th. Savor delicious seafood. Enjoy various musical acts and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. This festival is one of the largest arts and craft fairs in Northwest Florida and brings artisans from all over the country here. So check out the lineup and more information on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Mexican drug cartels now being designated as terrorist organizations in the state of Texas. Governor Greg Abbott issuing an executive order today to make that designation. He says Texans are falling victim to fentanyl being produced by the cartels. I think that's probably about true nationwide. The governor says more Americans have died from fentanyl poisoning in the past year than in global terrorist attacks over 100 years. Greg Abbott directing Texas's DPS to take immediate action against those cartels. Russia releasing two Americans that they were holding captive today. ABC News reporting Alabama military veterans Alexander Druki and Andy, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but Hun, I believe, is the pronunciation, maybe. Volunteered to fight with Ukrainian forces, according to their families. They were reported missing in June. They're now in the custody of the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank is strongly committed to bringing inflation down. Of course, Bobby, you mentioned this. The Fed raised their interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. Today, Powell says he sees more rate hikes happening in the future, says the rapid growth rate of the economy last year has slowed tremendously, and the current state of the housing market reflects those numbers. And this, Jose Feliciano, going to be receiving the first Billboard Legend Award. It's too early for that song, I think. Chart-topping musician Jose Feliciano receiving the Billboard Legend Award. The Puerto Rican artist is, of course, behind Feliz Navidad there and his rendition of Light My Fire. He's earned more than 45 gold and platinum records and 19 Grammy nominations over his six-decade career. And I'm sorry I played a Christmas song too early, Bobby. I'm sorry.
That was a bit early.
Yeah, that was bad. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
I'm about
as bad as the department stores putting their trees up already, right?
Oh, you see Christmas stuff all over now.
It's terrible. Already. Not even past Halloween yet.
I mean, can't we just celebrate each? I get it. Christmas is very enjoyable, and people love the feeling around Christmas and everything, but there's, you know, we got Halloween, we have Thanksgiving, you know, we haven't even started fall yet officially. We're not even in the official start of fall yet.
Tomorrow is the first day of autumn. Just a
I know,
heads
but
up.
I was waiting because we're still officially not in it yet.
That's what I mean. It hasn't even started yet. Officially tomorrow.
Yeah. Officially tomorrow.
We can allow fall.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like, yeah, this is a very bizarre, I think, thing that you're seeing all this Christmas stuff all over the place. But I get it. There's not as much that you can do, admittedly, with. You know, there's not as much that you can do, admittedly, with like Halloween and Thanksgiving, as much as Christmas, because it's not just decorate. Christmas has music. There's not like a whole plethora of like I'm gonna listen to Halloween music for the next month. Like, no, you're not doing that. I'm gonna listen to Thanksgiving music for the whole month. You're not doing that either. So, yeah, there's that. So I get that part of it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 also moving smoothly. You'll see some everyday afternoon traffic starting on Davis Highway near University Parkway is looking slow moving at that intersection, as well as northbound on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace running smoothly. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. That is the traffic line. And this traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, there is a, there's a fallout for Generation Z not learning cursive. We'll talk about that coming up next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Yeah, you're right. It never gets cold till the fair comes to town. That's how it always happens. It's like the one time when it gets a little too chilly outside, so when the fair comes to town. So I saw this story here pertaining to cursive. You know, it was a big hullabaloo a few years ago when Common Core education standards started to eliminate the teaching and instruction of cursive writing. And there was all kinds of people upset about it. I believe I probably at one point even made some sort of complaint about it as well. And the thing is, though, the idea was we don't even write that much anymore. So because especially the younger generation, they're being taught, instead of being taught cursive, they're being taught how to type and go that route. Well, now they're saying there is actually a little bit of a fallout come about because of the number of younger generation who are now getting older who don't know how to write in cursive. One of the biggest fallouts, I didn't even think about this, was reading like old documents. Like I saw a joke. Somebody was just joking, saying it was a meme that had AOC, and AOC looked like she was crying, and she says, "Everybody keeps telling me to read the Constitution, but I can't because it's in cursive." And I thought, that's funny, and it's kind of like blew it off. Well, then I saw this article talking about how colleges and universities now are looking to start adding cursive as a course because there's so many kids that don't know how to read cursive and therefore can't read things like the Constitution or other historic documents. They're saying for many students, cursive is the same thing as Egyptian hieroglyphics. Local, dependable. So the Northeast Sertoma is looking for teams and participants on Saturday, October 8th. They're looking for 40 teams for the 8th annual Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival. The races take place in Bayou Tejar, just off of Bayview Park near downtown Pensacola. Get your team of 20 people together and sign up today. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. And you can also get more information at PensacolaDragonBoatFestival.com. Coming up here in a few minutes, we've got your, we got to talk a little bit about this. Just went blank on what it is. Oh, yeah. Addictions to coffee and tattoos. So we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Top three stories, though. First, Federal Reserve has raised the rate another 0.75 point. This is the third straight time, and they said more's coming. Ain't done yet. New York Attorney General has sued Donald Trump and his children, basically as part of the a lawsuit to the Trump Organization, alleging business and tax fraud. And finally, home sales dropped 20% in August from a year ago. Wow, 20% drop over a year. Now, that's the nationwide average. Here in our area, it's actually the opposite. Year-over-year sales went up 19%. Now, they've gone down for the past few months, but compared to a year ago, home sales have been up. Let me clarify. Home sales, not home prices. Okay, yeah, my bad. So I did not see about our home sales percentage-wise, but home sales dropped 20% compared to a year ago, and it's actually been 7 straight months nationwide of home sales dropping. I was getting that confused with home pricing. Home sales might have dropped. We talked to Christina Leavenworth about that a while ago. There are more houses on the market now. There's a slowdown, but it's still like a seller's market. At least it was. We'll talk to her again, I believe, next week or the week after that kind of get another update on the market. So those are your top three stories right here on Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Petco Blue Wahoos are in the division series right now. And in game one yesterday, they end up losing to Montgomery. This is a best of three, so they've got to win the next game. They have off tonight. They're going to be at home for tomorrow's game. So they got to win that one. If they win it, they'll go to a game three and play it on Friday at home as well. Now, in Major League Baseball earlier today, the Washington Nationals already beat the Atlanta Braves. And then Milwaukee Brewers beat the Mets. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing the Astros later today. Then the ESPN Plus has the Pirates against the Yankees tonight. And I think that's it. Then you also have some soccer is going to be on ESPN Plus if you're interested in checking out some soccer. Speaking of soccer, I even brought this up before. Have you seen the Welcome to Wrexham TV show? It's with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. Rob McElhenney's the creator of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And he's one of the, he's Mac in that. And of course, everybody knows who Ryan Reynolds is. Well, they bought a soccer team in Wales together. And now they have a documentary pertaining to it called Welcome to Wrexham. And it's a really neat show. And I don't like reality TV shows or anything like that, but it's not really a reality TV show. It's more of a it's like a in like progress documentary type thing where they buy this fledgling soccer team in Wales. But it's actually kind of an interesting one. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives and I'll give you the rest of your sports hit.
Nothing to really slow you down too badly on our roads. Our major highways, I-10 and I-110, are checking in clear. 9 Mile Road, Davis Highway, East Olive Road, all checking in clear. You will see your everyday afternoon traffic on 98. So if you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, those slowdowns are going to start right around the Bob Sykes Bridge, right around the Whataburger is where you'll start seeing it start to slow down, and it clears up once you get to around Gondolier Boulevard. So keep that in mind. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Greasy Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty. The rest of your sports hit here. The owner of the Phoenix Suns, Sarver, you know, he's been suspended a year and he's got a lot of people at basically pushing him to sell the teams. Well, he's decided he's going to go ahead and do that. He's going ahead and trying to sell both the Phoenix Suns and the Phoenix Mercury, the WNBA team. And then the Bucks wide receiver, Evans, lost his appeal of his one-game suspension, so he will be out against the Packers. Browns defensive end Miles Garrett, is expected to play on Thursday. And according to the source, the NFL has sent a warning letter to the Buccaneers' Bruce Arians. So he's no longer the head coach of the team, right? But he's still in the organization, and during the games, he's been on the sidelines. And apparently he's been in the part of the sidelines that is reserved for players and coaches only. And so they sent him a warning letter to get off that part. And then the Kansas City Royals have fired their president of baseball operations after their sixth straight losing season. That is your sports hit. So we're talking about how the Federal Reserve raised the rate three quarters of an interest point again. The third time in a row, and they're planning on doing it more. Maybe not necessarily 3/4 of a point, but they plan to keep raising the interest rate. And I was talking to some people, and they were saying that they're just really feeling like this is they have mixed feelings. Because, yes, things are expensive, but it seems like everybody's doing okay. Like that's, and then and I'm like, wait, what? Okay, continue. And then I hear the argument of, and with them raising the interest rates, that's keeping people from being able to buy a house because now the interest rates are too high. Okay, keep going. And then they go, and with the interest rates being this high, it's going to be harder for entrepreneurs to borrow money as well because the rate will be too high for them to justify getting the loan and make the payments on the loans. I get that. But then there's this. Yes, things are high right now, and it seems like people are still buying stuff. Yes, it seems that way. But according to a recent poll, 63% of Americans say they're falling behind the cost of living, and they're just doing everything they can to hold on right now. We've already seen other factors that shows that people's credit card use is dramatically rising right now. So yes, they're able to keep buying stuff. They're still buying stuff the way they used to. They're just doing it on credit cards. That's not good. And more Americans are saying they're falling behind the cost of living. That's what the Federal Reserve is concerned about. Yes, they're also concerned that people are not buying houses and not buying cars and they're not going and getting business loans and things. But right now, when the vast majority of the population feels like they're just barely keeping their head above water, that's what they're worried about. They're trying to drain the water a little bit. And so we can touch the bottom. Speaking of which, we've brought this up before, and you're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. During the Obama years, we saw a dramatic spike in homelessness. We started seeing a lot of different types of situations. That's when the whole tent cities really started to rise, was during the Obama years. During the Trump years, tent cities were still around, but there's less people were in those tent cities. Now they're filling back up again. They're popping back up all over the country. And so we're starting to get a big rise in homelessness once again, which is creating a lot of problems for like our community here in Pensacola, but also larger cities like Miami, Tampa, Orlando, and Denver. Denver, Colorado has a plan to address their homelessness. Tell me what you think about this. It's a pilot program. They have $2 million allotted from the American Rescue Plan, which was, of course, money that was meant to help with COVID relief. But I guess they had money left over, so they decided they're going to do it for homelessness. Okay, whatever. They have the money. They're going to spend it. You're like, you can't tell them to give it back. They're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. So this is their plan. They've designated 140 homeless individuals, and they're going to give them $1,000 a month base pay. This is that universal basic income idea that we were talking about before. So they're going to give them $1,000 a month for a year. Each of them will get $12,000. It's a basic income program that they feel will help the homeless in their community rise out of homelessness. What do you think? 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. I think this is very odd, to be honest, because Denver, by the way, is one of the most expensive. It's one of the most expensive cities to live in. The cost of living is outrageous. And with the cost of living being so outrageous there, $1,000 a month, barely going to do anything for them. And so it's like, okay. But I don't know. Because they don't have housing. They don't have shelter. But you're going to give them money. I mean, at least, and they are going to try to focus mostly on women and families in that are homeless. So you can at least buy food and things like that and clothes or something. I don't know. What are your thoughts? To me, it just doesn't seem like it goes right back to the whole teach a man to fish, you know, versus give a man a fish. Give a man a fish, he eat for a day. Teach a man a fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. Like giving them $1,000 a month, I'm sure they're going to appreciate it, but there's probably better things you could do with that $1,000 a month per individual to help them be more stable. Just my thoughts. I don't know, though. I don't work with homelessness on a regular basis. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. Coming up next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We're talking about Denver is giving away $1,000 a month to their homeless. They've identified 140 individuals. They're going to be giving $1,000 a month to them per month for a year as part of a new basic income test. And I said, I don't know. To me, it just like it's just one of those teach a man a fish, they can eat for a lifetime. Give a man a fish that can eat for a day. Like, isn't there other things you could do for $1,000 a month you're dedicating to these families that could help set them up better for the future? I don't know. Here's a text. Would it be better to invest it in a VO tech program to provide free trade skills? Yeah, relative to them, free trade skills. Yeah. Good point. Like $1,000 a month. That's more than a tuition at colleges and definitely at a community college. So good points there. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good, Bobby. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident on Fairfield at North W. We are seeing some slight slowdowns in the westbound direction, so keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking good. See something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, this may not be that big of a surprise, but apparently a record number of people from New York and New Jersey are moving to Florida right now. More than 5,800 New York residents switched their driver's licenses over to Florida last month. 3,200 people from New Jersey did. And apparently, New York Mayor Eric Adams is so concerned about this, he's paying for digital billboards here in Florida to try to lure New Yorkers to move back now. I have a feeling there might be some Floridians who would split the cost with him.
Yeah, that's right. it definitely would be. You stole my story. I was going to cover this at the beginning of next hour. So there you go. But I'll get into it a little more depth at the beginning of next hour. So I saw this. There was a poll done asking Americans, what would you give up in order to keep drinking your coffee? Or what would you give up to keep your coffee? And 30% said they would give up morning meditations, morning like meditation time, whether it be praying, scriptures, whatever. 30% said they would give up exercising as long as they could keep their coffee. 32% would just give up watching the news completely as long as they could keep their coffee. Yeah, we are addicted to coffee, apparently. The 3 in 4 coffee drinkers said they cannot go a single day without their cup of coffee. I know a few people like that. The average coffee drinker drinks 2 cups per day. They need about 21 minutes to finish each cup. But they also refuse to pay more than $3 for a regular-sized cafe brew. What? They don't go to certain chains. but I guess this is for a regular coffee. If you want some sort of fancy latte thingies, then I guess they'll pay more. The most popular things that we pair with coffee... fruits, cheeses, breads, and number one by far is chocolate. 43% of people like to have chocolate of some sort involved with their coffee. In fact, coffee is so closely related to chocolate, 75% said that combo makes them feel emotionally better. 84% said chocolate and coffee improves their day. 84%. There you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh boy, we had a, we had the queen just buried, and you can walk up to random people now and ask them random questions about the queen, and they have answers for you. Fewer than half of Americans can name all three branches of government, according to a new survey. In fact, a quarter of Americans, can't even name a single branch. 26% of respondents can't name any of the First Amendment freedoms. Over a quarter of them as well. Scary thing is, they'd probably vote. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.